I read an article in the Daily Mail last week that revealed the results of a survey conducted amongst a number of children and infants. They were asked many questions about Christmas and why we celebrate the way we do. And so they were asked some of these questions. What animals were there when the baby Jesus was born? Hannah, 7, from England, in Merchant Taylor Primary School, said this: there was a donkey, a sheep, and a cow, as well as Mary and Joseph. It sounds a bit crowded to me. They were then asked why we celebrate Christmas, and Ben, who is age 7 from Broad Oak Primary School in England, said this: we celebrate Christmas because Santa comes and gives us lots and lots of presents. Charlie, who was only 4 from Broomhill's Infants in England, was asked the question, where was Jesus born? He was born in a stable, a long way away from here, in another country, Bethlehem. I think it's in England somewhere. What did the wise men follow? He was then asked when they went to find Jesus in the stable. He said they followed a special Christmas star, which is only around at Christmas. Interesting. But I thought the best answer was this. One little girl called Antonia was asked, who is Jesus? And she said this. She was only 7. Jesus is Mary and God's little boy. Jesus is Mary and God's little boy.
Thought that was a great answer. But as I read the Daily Mail article, and you've got to be very careful all that you read in the Daily Mail, whether it's true or not. They will be writing about Manchester United's 3-0 result tomorrow. Keith, the conductor of the Salvation Army, is also a Liverpool supporter. So I knew I would get that in at some point. So they'll be writing the truth tomorrow morning. But in the article, it said nothing about this question. Why did Jesus come? I think that's the big question that for just a few moments we all need to answer tonight, whether we're Christians or not Christians. Why did Jesus come? You'll see that it's, I believe, Christmas in 13 words. Look what it says on the screen behind me. Luke 19 verse 10 says this: for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So the first thing that Jesus has done is, the Son of Man came. The Son of Man came. Some of you know a popular song that Alanis Morissette sang a number of years ago. It goes like this, and it's entitled, What If God Was One of Us? And the song goes like this: what if God was one of us, just a slob like one of us? What if he was just a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way home, back up to heaven, all alone, nobody calling on the phone? What if God was one of us? I would love to speak to Alanis tonight and say, God actually did become one of us. For the Son of Man, the Bible says, came 2,000 years ago in that little town of Bethlehem. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was supernaturally born. Some of you may not know this story. There was a little virgin girl called Mary. She had never been with a man before. She was betrothed to be married to a man called Joseph. And under the inspiration and the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was supernaturally conceived in her little womb. And a number of months later, 9 months later, Jesus was born into Bethlehem. But we still haven't answered the question, and the Daily Mail didn't answer it either. Why did Jesus come? The video helped us. The video tells us the reason that he came. He came because I believe each one of us tonight have a problem. We have a problem that from the very moment of our birth, it infects us all. And in Genesis chapter 3 in the Bible, when Adam and Eve first sinned, the Bible then says that all mankind have sinned. And all of us fall short of God's standard for us to follow. But the Son of Man came. Jesus came because of this problem of sin. Listen to what John, an eyewitness who traveled with Jesus for 3 years, said about him. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. Listen to what Matthew, who was the lowest of the low, who was a tax collector, who had his life transformed by Jesus. Listen to what he said about him in Matthew 1 verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So I believe tonight God wants us to know, every one of us here in this building, at this Christmas, the reason that Jesus came was for you and me, because of our problem with sin. But the second thing that he came to do was he came to seek. He came to seek. You see, many of us don't realize it, but we all do have this problem of sin. But many of us try to fix our problem with sin by DIY. Now, I'm not the greatest DIY person in the world. Some of you who know me can attest to that being the truth. But on occasion, I have tried to fix things. I have broken things, and I've gone in search for the best super glue available on the market to put it together discreetly so that no one will see. I have damaged my computer before, and not wanting anyone to know, I've tried to fix it myself so that I wouldn't have to have the embarrassment of saying I spilled water over my computer and it no longer works and have to tell lots of different people. And there's something within our nature that wants to do it ourselves. We want to fix the problems ourselves. And the Bible says none of us can fix this problem of sin. But many people have. In fact, the Bible says that none of us do good. We might try to do good. There might be things that we do that have emblems of goodness. But in the spiritual world, none of us can be good enough for God to truly love us. So Jesus came to seek. You see, tonight all of us are seekers. We're all looking for Jesus. We may not even know him. We're looking for Jesus in that next car that it might truly satisfy us. We're looking for him in that next job that job will truly satisfy us. Or in that next relationship that will satisfy us. In education or in sport or many different things, we're all seeking for him. Because as one person has said, our heart is restless until it finds our rest in him. And so because we're all seekers, and many of us seeking in the wrong places, Jesus has come to seek you and me tonight. In fact, Jesus would tell us why he came to earth when he was about 30 years of age. Listen to what he said in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to proclaim great news or good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He's come to seek those of us that are broken tonight, those of us that haven't found that satisfaction in all that life offers us. He's seeking after us tonight. C.S. Lewis, one of our great writers and heroes here in Northern Ireland, said this about Jesus. Some of you might know he was a great skeptic of Jesus before he had begun a relationship with him. But as a Christian, C.S. Lewis said this: "The Son of God became a man to enable men to become sons of God." The Son of God became a man to enable men to become the sons of God. So in 13 words, Jesus has come. Jesus has come to seek us tonight. But then thirdly, what did he do when he came here? He not only sought us out, but he has come to save us. He's come to save us. One writer said this: "On your best days, you're never good enough to save yourself. And on your worst days, you can never sin so much that he cannot save you." Good tonight. No matter how you've come into this building, somebody invited you along, or you just dragged yourself into tonight to appease someone's offer invitation, and you think, "There's no way Jesus could save me." Someone once said, "Jesus is a better savior than anyone will be as a sinner." He's come to seek. And he's come to save. Listen to the heart of his father when he allowed him to come to earth. His father allowed him to come to save. For God so loved this world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but listen to this. He sent him to save the world. To save the world through him. But I don't know if you've been tracking me. We have acknowledged that Jesus has come into this world. We've acknowledged that he's come seeking people who are seeking for him, even if they don't know it. And he's come to save. But in order to be saved, you need to be lost. And I'm a typical man. I don't like being lost. And when we're on our family holidays, I have an amazing co-pilot. And it's not just my GPS. It's a lovely lady that sits beside me. And sometimes we'll be off on a journey, and we'll be chatting away, and then there'll be quietness, and I tend to have this confidence about me, even if I think I'm lost. And then after a while, my lovely assistant will say to me, "Johnny, are we lost?" And I'll sort of ignore it, the way men have that ability to do it. And then she'll come a little stronger. "Are we lost?" But there's something within me that doesn't want to admit that I'm lost. What would be so big about me turning to my lovely wife and saying, "You know what, Jenny, I think we're lost. We need to turn around." There's something within my DNA, and I believe all mankind's DNA, that does not want to admit that we're lost. Particularly in the spiritual realm. We don't want to admit that we're lost. That we need to be transformed. That we need to have a new life. But Jesus said that all of us are lost. But he's come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said about our lostness and our emptiness to crowds that were gathered one day. He preached to them and said these words, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty again." He also said, "Whoever drinks the water that I give will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." You might just be saying tonight, maybe I am lost. Maybe when I breathe my last breath in this world, I'm going to need a savior. I'm going to need someone to have died in my place so that I can have eternal life, and that somebody can pay the price for my sin of all the things that I've done. The Bible says you can find them tonight. Listen to what the Bible says for you tonight in Isaiah 55 verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he might be found. Come to him while he is near." I wonder, will you come to him tonight? As I close, there was a story long ago about a ruler in Persia, a wise and a good king. He loved his people. He wanted to know how they lived. He wanted to know about their hardship. Often he dressed in the clothes of a working man or beggar and went to their homes. But no one whom he visited thought that he was their ruler. One time he visited a poor man who lived in a cellar. He ate the coarse food the man ate. He spoke cheerful, kind words to him, and then he left. Later he visited the poor man again and disclosed his identity to this man, said, "I am your king." The king thought the man would surely ask for some gift or favor. But he didn't ask. Listen to what this poor man said. "You left your palace and your glory to visit me in this dark, dreary place. You ate the coarse food I ate, and you brought gladness to my heart. To others you have given your rich gifts. But to me, you've given yourself." And you know what? This Christmas, Jesus, I believe, is saying to each one of us tonight. He's come into our world. He's walked these dusty streets. And he's given us himself when he died on the cross. So at this Christmas, may the Christmas gifts remind us of God's greatest gift, His Son. May the Christmas candles remind us of Jesus, who's the light of the world. May the Christmas trees remind us of another tree where Jesus died. May the Christmas cheer remind us of Jesus, who said to His disciples, "Be of good cheer." May the Christmas feast remind us that Jesus is the only bread that satisfies. May the Christmas bells remind us of the glorious proclamation of His birth. May the Christmas carols remind us of the Son the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest." And may the Christmas season remind us that Jesus Christ has given us Himself.